We're joined now by Corla Sherlock, the Love Boat campaign spokesperson, and by Dr. Mark Murphy, medical spokesperson for Together for Yes and GP. Corla Sherlock, I might start with you first. These poll figures, they must be disappointing for the No side.
I don't think they're disappointing, no. What I would say is that I think that, when a poll shows that the Yes side has dropped 9 points, that's a fairly devastating blow. And I think what it's showing is that people are starting to come to terms with what the government's proposal actually means, that it's a step too far, that it's abortion on demand, essentially. And
the no side fell too, though. You didn't get those 9%. You're down by a point. The no side is down by a point as well.
That's true, but I think it has to be taken into account that there has been a huge focus on the government proposal and what it is over the last few weeks. But I think the debate needs to be broadened out, because we have spent the last 5 years in this country just talking about abortion. There's been no talk about the kind of things that we're hearing on the doorsteps, the kind of things that I'm hearing every day from people in this country about how the Eighth Amendment has had a positive impact on their life. And I think that when the people vote no on the 25th of May, as I believe they will, then we have to move on and look at the kind of country that we want to live in, which reassures protection for babies, treatment for mothers, and then focus on alternatives for abortion, which is something that the people of Ireland have just not been given a chance to look at because of this government and previous ones, unfortunately.
Okay, Mark Murphy, that statement, the 40% of people in this poll who say they feel abortion is wrong and should not be made more widely available, is that a cause for concern on the repeal side? Because that 40% is obviously a lot higher than the 27% who are saying that they are 28% saying they'll vote no.
Yes, and good morning, Shane. Good morning. So I think everyone who is involved in the Together for Yes campaign will be very pleased with this opinion poll that 63% of the population want to repeal the Eighth Amendment and they're supportive. I think equally, we're not taking anything for granted, as you say, and we're looking for every vote. The opinion polls do suggest that there's a high level of awareness amongst voters on the evidence relating to the fact that the Eighth Amendment has negatively impacted the care of women in crisis pregnancy. The Eighth Amendment has not prevented abortion. It's put unsafe abortion in Ireland, and it's been distressing, damaging and harmful to Irish women.
Okay.
And I think this opinion poll reflects the conversations that are going on up and down the country, and we know this from our canvassing and from our public meetings.
Okay.
In every village and city.
Are you concerned that the 30% of yes voters who say the 12-week proposal goes too far?
I think that there are discussions underway in families and in every village and city about what will follow once the Eighth Amendment is removed. And I think that there, over the next month, we are very confident that when the evidence and facts and the evidence-based proposals that the Joint Oireachtas Committee and the Citizens Assembly heard that are reflected in the general scheme of the bill and the legislation in the future, I think that the undecided voters, and I hope that all of them, will listen to those evidence, listen to those facts, and the requirement for women to receive compassionate care in the future, that really,
okay,
the general scheme that provides for unrestricted for abortion services without specific indication up to 12 weeks is the most workable,
okay,
responsible.
Okay, fair enough. Cora Sherlock, the 40% of people say they agree that abortion is wrong and should not be made more widely available. Yet, in the straight question of how you're going to vote, it's just 28% saying they'll vote no. That is clear evidence that your campaign is not resonating beyond your base, and that a change is needed in your campaign.
I don't think that's the case. What I think is,
explain the difference then to me, because I'm struggling to understand the difference. 40% say they don't agree there should be any extension of the or any change to the abortion laws, yet just 28% are voting no.
You see, I think the difference can be explained by this. The fact is that the vast majority of people in Ireland know that there is something very wrong with what the government is proposing, because what they're proposing has nothing to do with healthcare. It's abortion on demand. It's more extreme than the UK, where 1 in 5 pregnancies ends in abortion, and it is simply a step too far. The other side of that is that they are being told consistently by Together for Yes and by the Yes campaign that we have to make a change. Now, what I'm saying and what I've already said is that what we need to do in this country is broaden out the debate we're having around unplanned pregnancies and look firstly at all of the positive things that the Eighth Amendment has done for Ireland, all the lives that it has saved and continues to save, and then look at alternatives, positive alternatives for abortion. And I'm afraid that hasn't been done. When Mark talks about evidence from the Oireachtas Committee, the evidence from the Oireachtas Committee is not going to do anything like that, because the people that I'm talking about, people that we're meeting on the canvas every day, those people were excluded from the Oireachtas Committee. People who say that their children are alive because of the Eighth Amendment, they were excluded from the Oireachtas Committee. So, I mean, a whole section of this debate has been left out to date.
Okay.
And that's why there's that difference there.
Okay.
We're seeing that difference on the doorstep.
Mark Murphy, just very finally to you. You're down, the yes side is down 9 points since January. That does seem to bear out, and there has been a little bit of criticism that the yes campaign has been a little bit slow to get off the ground, that the no side were out with posters more, the no side have been knocking on more doors. That does seem to bear out some of that criticism.
I think we are, there's a huge level of activity with the Together for Yes campaign. So we've over 70 organisations under the TF Together for Yes umbrella. We're supported by major political parties. We're a grassroots movement. So there's canvassing, meetings, debates, media work underway. So I'm very confident that our campaign is very well strategically coordinated, and I'm very confident that not only with our core yes vote, but also that
why are you down 9 points though? That's my question.
I think the opinion polls have been pretty consistent that the vast majority of the public support repeal. And I think there are legitimate undecided questions about what will follow. So I think that's what reflects the opinion polls at the moment. And I'm very confident that when the evidence is heard by undecided voters, that they will support a yes vote.
Okay,
on the 25th.
We will leave it there, Cora Sherlock from the Love Boat campaign, and Dr. Mark Murphy, a medical spokesperson for Together for Yes. Thanks to both of you for joining us.